4 wrestling teams have new trophies to add to their school display, and an unbelievable story of a wrestler who accomplished something much bigger than a win on the mat. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Midland's Wilson Shinsky finished his senior season on the wrestling mat with a 21-11 record and an appearance in the Division I regionals. But none of the wins were probably the highlight of his season. That's because on the way to his regional bouts in Heartland on Saturday, February 18th, Shinsky and his dad, Steve, stopped their vehicle on I-75 to pull a man from a burning vehicle and helped resuscitate him. It's a remarkable story of being in the right place at the right time, as Wilson plans to study nursing in college and dad, Steve, is a retired Midland firefighter. It didn't take long for them to see the driver was unconscious behind the wheel and in need of desperate help. They administered CPR until an off-duty paramedic arrived with an AED. After a shock to the driver, the monitor showed heart activity. By then, more help arrived and the driver was taken by ambulance to the hospital. At that point, the Shinskys continued to Heartland so Wilson could wrestle his regional matches. For more on this amazing story and to see a photo of Steve and Wilson with the driver they helped save, please visit MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Vanessa Rodriguez of Ann Arbor father Gabriel Richard. She scored 23 in a 53-52 overtime win over Detroit Renaissance in a battle of the Catholic League champ versus the Detroit Public School League champ. To Hart senior Parker Hovey, he scored 24 points in a win over Mason County Central. The win gives Hart its first boys basketball title in 60 years. And the Mackinac City twins, Larissa and Lars Huffman, they both went over 1,000 career points just 5 days apart. Lars for the boys' team, Larissa for the girls.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
What happens if a player bowls out of turn during a Baker game? First, what's a Baker game? That's when five members of a team alternate bowling frames. The number one bowler goes in frames 1 and 6 and on down the line. If a bowler goes out of turn during MHSAA competition, in accordance with USBC Rule 8, Item D, a dead ball would be declared. The delivery does not count. The pins must be re-spotted, and the correct bowler is then required to continue play. While a recent change to NCAA bowling rules would penalize bowling out of order on the wrong lane with a zero for the attempt starting with the first infraction, the NCAA rule is not used for MHSAA competition. Instead, the frame is reset, and the correct bowler is free to continue.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Team wrestling finals were this past weekend at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo, and 4 big-time wrestling programs took home the top prize. In Division 4, Hudson captured its second straight team title, defeating Bronson 58-12 in the finals. Hudson knocked off Iron Mountain in the quarters and Martin Climax Scots in the semis, registering an impressive 17 pins total over the weekend. In Division 3, Dundee won its 6th straight title and 14th overall by beating Whitehall 60-18. Dundee advanced to the finals by defeating Hart and Constantine. In Division 2, Lowell has now won a decade's worth of team titles in a row. Yes, Lowell won its 10th straight team title, knocking off Goodrich 42-18. The Red Arrows beat Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice and Gaylord in the quarters and semis. And in Division 1, after 2 straight runner-up finishes, Detroit Catholic Central is back on top. They outpointed Heartland 41-31 in an exciting final after beating Warren De La Salle Collegiate and Romeo to get to the final match. For full results, recaps, and more, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.